staying inside and away from everyone around you. So let's continue talking about another halacha with regard to davening inside the home. This was requested, so I'm going to have a two-part series on this. First, we're going to discuss makom kavua in the house, whether one needs to, and the various parameters. And tomorrow, I want to continue on the topic about davening in front of a mirror, a picture, or davening up against the wall. So let's talk about makom kavua first. The concept of makom kavua is found in Gemara Brachos Daf Vav Amin Beis, whereby the Gemara says, Amar Bechelbo, Amar Avhuna, Ka Kaveya Makom Latfila, so a person establishes a set place to daven, Elokei Avram Be'ezro, the God of Avram is going to be helping you. Uch Shemes, when a person dies, after being so makbid on a makom kavua, Omrim Lo, we say, ah, I Anav, I Chasid, what a humble person, what an incredible chasid that he is so medaktik as makom kavua, he's mitamid of Sha'avim Ravino, he must be a student of Avram, a descendant of Avram, because we see Avram also did the same thing. So where do we see, asks the Gemara, the Avram Avinu minolan de kava makom? Where do we see that Avram was also kovei makom when he davened? The chesiv, it says, vayashkim Avram baboker, el makom asher amad sham, that Avram woke up early in the morning to that place where he stood. What does it mean, the place he stood? Vein amida el tfila. Whenever the word amida is used in the Torah, it's a reference to tfila. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, vayamod pinchas vayipalo. So we see that he woke up in the morning, went to the same exact place he davened prior to this. So just like Avraham Avinu was medaktik to daven makom kavua, so to all those who are kovei makom, tefilasa ke Avram be'ezo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help answer that person's tefila. So let's talk for a moment, what are the reasons behind makom kavua? So there are a number of them brought down. I'll just share four of them, four all very important and inspiring reasons. And you could use all of them to inspire you, use one of them, whatever speaks to you the most. But the four I'll present to you are as follows. The Meiri, which is probably the most simple understanding, the Meiri writes that the reason why one is kovei makom is because it helps with the kavana. Now, when you go to a new place, a new house, a new location, so sometimes a person gets a little bit confused about, you know, trying to look around and get comfortable with the environment. When you go to the same place every single day, you walk into your house, you don't start looking around, looking at the ceiling, looking at the wall, because you're already used to it. You know where everything is. So too, when it comes to tefillah, if you're in the same exact place every single day, so there's no need for your eyes to wander. You know the area, you've inspected in the past, and then you're able to have proper kavana when davening. That's the Meiri, it's better for kavana. The Torah Shulchan Aruch, they write that the reason why you have to have a makom kavua is because the one opinion in the Gemara at least, is that the tefillahs were established to replicate the karbanos. And when it came to the karbanos, there was a set place where a carbon was supposed to be shechted. The carbon chattas versus a carbon ol and a carbon shlavim. There are different places that it was a makom kavua for them to be shechted. So too, when a person davens tefillah, which is b'makom karbanos, that too requires a makom kavua. That's the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch. A third explanation is the Marsha. Marsha, which I think is very relevant and inspiring for us in this time now, this Eis Tzara, we're all looking to strengthen our emunah bitachon, is because the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra that there are different directions, different places a person should daven. If he's looking for chachma, he should daven towards the south. If he's looking for parnasa, he should daven towards the north. The Marsha says, if a person's kovei makom, he always davens in the same exact place, regardless of what he's looking for. Whether he's looking for parnasa, whether he's looking for refuah, whether he's looking for chachma, he always davens in the same makom. Why is that? That shows his incredible amount of bitachon, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to provide us whatever we want, whatever we need, and whatever he deems appropriate for us, regardless of where we are. Yes, there's some segulas here, there's some little fixes we could do with this and do that and adjust how we daven, where we daven. But in the end of the day, a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, I could daven the same exact place and daven for different things every single day. That's showing a person's bitachon, and that's going to then engender greater response to tefillah. That's the understanding of the Maharsha. The fourth explanation is found in the Nod Behuda. The Nod Behuda in the Tzlach, his Perish, the Tzlach al Brachos, he says a very, very powerful thing, which I think could really add a lot to the tefillah when we're davening home by ourselves in the house, that when a person davens in a certain place, he now establishes that makom to be makom kadosh. There's kedusha in that makom. So now when you go back the next day to daven in that very same place, you're going to a place that's kadosh already. So by you davening more and more, you're adding levels and layers of kedusha, and therefore even in the own home, when a person davens there, there's going to be a makom kedusha. So you should daven in that particular place because there's now a makom kadosh. So the four reasons are that I'm sharing with you are it's better for kavana, it's for karbanos, it shows your pitachon, or because a makom kadosh. These are the four different reasons. Now, what about the person davening in this house or a shul? Does it make a difference, a makom kavua? So the truth is, according to the Rishonim, it seems that everyone agrees that when you're davening your home, that's dafka where you should require makom kavua. In the base Knesset, some say you don't even need one. So their Talmud, Rabbeinu Yonah, says, when you're davening in a shul, you actually don't need a makom kavua, because you have the proper kavana, the whole makom is a base tefillah, so wherever you daven this day, Monday, and another day, place on Wednesday, another place on Friday, that's fine, because it's a base Knesset. You don't need a makom kavua in the base Knesset. Only when a person davens in the home, do we require a makom kavua? So this is a halacha that, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, only applies nowadays that we're davening in the house. The Rush, however, felt that no. He agreed that in the house, one does require makom kavua, but you also require a makom kavua when davening in the shul. That's the understanding. But certainly, everyone agrees that when it comes to one's house, one must daven in a makom kavua in a set place. The Shulchan Aruch says this very clearly. The Shulchan Aruch writes, this is found in Siman Sadi, in Sif Yates, Yikba Makom L'Tfilah, so a person should establish for himself a place to daven. Shlo Yishaneu Im Lo L'Tzorach, he shouldn't change unless there's a need. Ve'ein Dai B'Mashi Yikba Lo Beis Knesset L'Espal. Not enough to daven in the same shul every day. Elagam B'Beis Knesset Shekavu Bo, even when davening in the same shul, Tzorach She'yehe Lo Makom Kavu. There should be a set seat in that shul where you daven every single day. And the Mishnah Berurah says, so too, not only in the Beis Knesset, but he says, so too when it comes to a person davening in their home, he writes that the person, gam kishim is pala bebeso, yikba makom. A person needs to establish a makom kavu in his house. And he writes, the reason is because of a kavana, a little bit different than the way the Meiri said it. The Mishnah Berurah writes, shelo yival biluhu b'nei habayis. So you should not be distracted from your family while they're walking through. This way everyone knows you're in your corner, you're in your study, you're davening, no one's bothering you. Therefore, to establish greater kavana, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the house, you should certainly have a makom kavua. Now, it should be noted, even though we're focusing on the house, when a person's in a shul, you should never get into a fight, argue, and perhaps not even ask a person to leave your seat if he's sitting in your makom kavua, because the chesed, the achdus that we want, is going to be greater in helping your tefillah than having someone move you out of your seat. So sometimes it's hard for a person when he has a set place and it shares his davening. Think about it, Kadosh Baruch Hu looking down, how much nachas he has, you have that self-control and say, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. I'll sit someone else this tefillah. Now, two other points here. That which part of davening requires makom kavua? So the understanding is, the Achronim say, only when it comes to Shemona Esrei, because the Gemara used the word Amida, Ein Amida El Tefillah, that's a reference to Shemona Esrei. But the rest of the davening doesn't require makom kavua, only Shemona Esrei. Now, certainly if a person wants to and show that he's medaktik in all of Tefillah, that's a wonderful thing. But Me'ikadin, the makom kavua element, is only when it comes to Shemona Esrei. Now, expanding the definition of makom kavua, people know this already. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it doesn't have to be dafka in your seat. Even within Dal Amos radius of your makom kavua, that also suffices to fulfill this din of a makom kavua. And last point, Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out that a person could actually have a different makom kavua for each tefillah. He could have he could daven in certain places. At Shacharis, he might daven in one shul, and Mincha is davening in the city somewhere, and Maariv is davening someplace else. That's fine. You could have a makom kavua for Shacharis, a makom kavua for Mincha, and a makom kavua for Maariv. Either way, when a person davens at their home, which is what we're all doing nowadays anyways, a person should establish for himself a set place, or herself, a set place for to daven, because as the Gemara says, a person is called Kovei Makom, a person is Kovei Makom with Tivilaso, El Ke'avram Be'ezo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us, and we need a lot of help these days, so we should be Zocha, that all our tefillahs should be answered, and we should be Zocha to Yeshua and a Geulah.